We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Korcho Ksoves Kaka, Paragraph Chof Aleph. This is the final Shir Mitzvashem of this Halacha. We were discussing Purim, and now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein b'Purim kol ha'poishet yod lito el noisen loy. Based on what we've been learning now about how important Shalom is, and how that's the theme that the whole holiday of Purim revolves around, will understand why there's an exceptional halacha regarding tzedakah pertaining to Purim that's different from the rest of the year. We had quoted earlier the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos where it says, Marbe tzedakah, marbe shalom. The more tzedakah, the more peace. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, the Gemara and the halacha tell us that on Purim, anybody who puts his hand out asking for charity, you give them. Which means usually throughout the year you use different discretion to figure out if the person really deserves, really needs, how much. Purim, kol ha'poishet yad. Anyone who puts out his hand, noisenly, we give. Afilu akum, even non-Jews. And we'll see in a minute why. Ki kol ze moire al ribui ha'sholim. All of this teaches us of the great peace that's being accomplished through this holiday of Purim. Kemo Yishom Rabbi Senozal, as the Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Samach Aleph, Mefarnesen Aniyei Akum Im Aniyei Yisrael Mipnei Darkei Sholem. That if we have a committee, if we have a welfare organization in the city that takes care of poor people, we have to take care of the non-Jewish poor together with the Jewish poor, in order to keep the peace, in order that the goyim shouldn't get jealous and say, look at this, they care only about their own, they don't care about us at all, we're nothing. So we see that in general, tzedakah is an inyan of shalom, but here the Gemara makes it even stronger, that we're particularly careful by tzedakah to make sure not even to exclude the non-Jews when we have to, in order, in mipnei darkei shalom. However, now on Purim, we need to accomplish this even more, even to a greater degree. Because now on Purim, we're trying to draw such a high level of peace, even with the other nations in the world, Kidei sheyoshuvu kulam leemunas Yisrael al yedei ribui hasholim. Because we want to create such a high-level peace that it will make it possible for all the other nations of the world to come and accept our faith, the faith of the Jewish people. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tzefanya, Capital Gimel Pasuk Tes, Oz ehefoich el kol ho'amim sofa brura, Likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. The Pasuk says, then in the future, there's going to come a time when Hashem says, I'm going to turn around the languages of the nations, and I'm going to give all of them one clear language. What language are they going to be speaking? Likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. They're all going to call out to Hashem, to our Hashem. Sheze b'chinas. This ties in beautiful. This Pasuk, Oz ehefoich, is tied into another mapecha, where it says in Megillah Esther, V'nahafechu, Hashem turned everything around, Asher yishlatu ayehudim heima b'saneim, whereby the Jews were able to rule over their enemies. Meaning, in the beginning it looked as if their enemies were in full control, that the combination of Haman and Achashverosh had the Jews totally locked up. They couldn't move, and they were about to be destroyed, wiped out completely. Then the Megillah says, V'nahafechu, Hashem turned it around, flipped it over, the exact opposite, whereby the Jews were given complete control over their enemies. Rav Nosson Zal says this ties into that posuk, Oz ehefoich el kol ha'amim sofa brura. Ki heim yoshuvu eleinu le'emunaseinu. Because in the future, all the other nations of the world are going to return to us, to our faith. They are going to come and accept our faith. Va'anachnu nishloit bohem kirtzeinenu. And we will rule over them as we wish. Ki yisabchu le'emunas Yisrael, because all the other faiths will give up their faith and come and join the emun of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas oz efoich, as the pasuk says there, likroi kulam b'shem Hashem, that all will call out to the Hashem of the Jewish people. Ki achshov heimiskanim bonu al she'onu chazokim b'emunaseinu, because now, while we're still in exile, the other nations are jealous of us when they see us strong in our faith. That bothers them, that irks them. And because of that, they attack us, and they tease us, they try to challenge us in every way. And this is the real difficulty of the exile and the suffering that the other nations are putting us through. The fact that they don't accept our faith and that they're jealous of our, seeing us in our faith, and that angers them. Avala osit, whereas in the future, yisapech hadovor, it's going to turn around completely. Bechinas oz ehefoich, as Hashem says over there in the Novi, I'm going to turn it around completely. She'adara, but just the opposite. Yisapchu biritzoinom le'emunaseinu. Alidei ribuy ha'sholem shios. The non-Jews will convert willingly. They will change their opinion, not convert. They will change their opinion, beritzoinam, willingly. They will come and join our emuna because of through the great peace that's going to exist then. Kemoshikosuv, as the pasuk says, lo yiso goy el goy cherev, that nations will not pick up a sword to each other anymore. The oz nishloit bohem miritzoinam. Then we will rule over them with their willingness. They're going to happily accept our authority, our rulership. They will humble themselves and lower themselves to us from their own will. And this is what the Torah tells us happened at the story of Purim. At the end of the story of Purim, that was a taste of the final Gula, where Hashem turned everything around completely, where the Jews ruled over their enemies.